This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The army patrolled the streets and businesses and banks were closed for a third day in a row in the Sudanese capital of Khartoum as residents erected barricades in opposition to a military coup earlier in the week. The African Union has rejected the coup as unconstitutional and suspended Sudan from all bloc activities. Martin Kimani is the UN Security Council president.
They've strongly condemned the seizure of power by the Sudanese military and the dissolution of the transitional government. And they totally rejected the unconstitutional change of government.
On Wednesday, the World Bank also suspended aid to Sudan. Its president, David Malpass, said he feared for the dramatic impact that recent events could have on the country's social and economic recovery. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced the United States will explore with partners the development of an Indo-Pacific economic framework. While the White House did not release further details, it said in a statement the framework would define our shared objectives around trade facilitation, standards for the digital economy and technology, supply chain resiliency, and other areas of shared interest. While no formal policy has been established, the announcement could help address concerns that the U.S. is lagging behind China in regional trade ties. The White House released the statement following Biden's participation in a virtual East Asia summit, which plunged the United States back into regional diplomacy after a four-year U.S. presidential absence. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Iran said Wednesday it would resume talks with world powers about its nuclear program by the end of November. Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Ali Bagheri, who serves as Tehran's chief nuclear negotiator, wrote on Twitter, "We agree to start negotiations before the end of November. Exact date would be announced in the course of the next week." There was no immediate confirmation of new negotiations from the other parties to the 2015 International Pact aimed at curbing Tehran's nuclear arms development. The EU and the world powers have been hard-pressed to get negotiations restarted since the election of a hardline president in Tehran. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pulled the United States out of the deal in 2018 and reimposed economic sanctions against Iran. Lithuania is installing a barrier on its border with Belarus to halt the flow of migrants from that country. The Baltic nation's finance minister said the barbed wire and metal fence would cost around $174 million. EU member Lithuania has been struggling to cope with an unusually high number of migrants arriving at the border. The EU has accused the Belarusian government of President Alexander Lukashenko of using migrants to destabilize the bloc in retaliation for EU sanctions. A new passport marks a milestone in how the United States recognizes the rights of people who do not identify as male or female. We get more from AP's Sagar Magani.
For the first time, the State Department has issued a passport with an X gender description. It will not say who received the passport, but that the option will be more broadly available next year. Australia and Canada are among other nations that let citizens designate a gender other than male or female on passports. Sagar Magani, Washington.
New Mexico authorities said Wednesday they have recovered a lead projectile believed to have been fired from a gun used in a fatal movie set shooting. We get more from AP's Margie Zaralita.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza says testing is underway to determine whether the projectile taken from director Joel Souza's shoulder is the same one that killed cinematographer Galena Hutchins. Mendoza says investigators are examining two other guns that were recovered from the set, as well as 500 rounds of ammunition.
We suspect that there was other live rounds that were found on the set. I won't comment further on how they got there.
Mendoza says there is no film footage of the incident. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis says it's too soon to say whether charges will be filed. I'm Margie Zaralita.
Be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. Reporting